for the latest in the world of music, movies, and sports. It's Ryan Kelly's Entertainment Update on 101.9 Kello FM.
What do you think about this? Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck. Supposedly, she's had a crush on Ben for years. The two co-starred in He's Just Not That Into You back in 2009. And supposedly, the only reason why she hasn't pursued him is because she's pretty much always been in long-term relationships. Sabrina Carpenter, the top choice to star in the new Britney Spears biopic. Other possible choices? Sydney Sweeney, Florence Pugh, and Millie Bobby Brown. Snoop Dogg is banking some serious cash as an Olympic correspondent for NBC. Every day, $500,000. Now, with bonuses at the end of the games, his paycheck will be more than $15 million. Kamala Harris chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. The internet has since then decided Steve Martin needs to come back to play him on Saturday Night Live. Pitbull has bought the rights to Florida International University's football stadium. It will be known from here on out as Pitbull Stadium. Janet Jackson finalizing details for a Vegas residency. Journey has canceled several shows in the UK and Ireland. It might have something to do with the ongoing legal battles between Neil Schon and Jonathan Cain. Taylor Swift leads nominees for the MTV Video Music Awards with 10. Post Malone has 9. They'll air September 10th. Nick Cannon says he'd get back together with Mariah Carey in a heartbeat. She just doesn't want to. And finally, a police report says when Justin Timberlake was pulled over, they found a vape pen, a Rolex, and $306 in cash. That's today's Entertainment Update. I'm Ryan Kelly.